Gents, I just want to pause the episode for a moment to let you know about the Strong Men of Value Academy. You will have heard me refer to it a number of times, and I want to bring more attention to it. So this isn't just a program. It's a life-changing environment and community of men who are focused on personal and professional growth. We're looking at areas of relationships, wealth, and health, things to help you thrive and maximize your life. Imagine having bi-monthly one-on-one coaching sessions with myself, weekly group coaching calls, and an incredible brotherhood of high achievers by your side. Now we're diving into resilience, leadership, and holistic growth to not just succeed in your career, but to thrive in your health and your relationships. Your journey to greatness, it starts here. So join the movement and you can apply for the Strong Men of Value Academy. You can head to themanthatcanproject.com to find out more. Welcome to the Man That Can Project podcast. I'm your host and the founder, Lachie Stewart. So for everyone tuning in for the first time, awesome that you've stumbled across it. And I'm so excited to provide a heap of value for you. And just remember to check out, we have over 386 episodes now with incredible guests. So we drop a guest episode every Monday and days like today, Thursday, do a little solo episode on topics or just experiences that are going on in my life that I believe will be able to serve other men and add value to your life. And to our returning listeners, great to have you back. I hope it's been a great couple of days since you last tuned in. Now, what we're going to be talking about today is what matters most, a topic that I believe is so important for us to give some attention to. Here's the 3 points that I'm going to break it down to, and I'll also share why I believe it's important. Now, firstly, we want to think about this. We want to think about why it matters to know what matters. Secondly, how you can find out what matters for you. And thirdly, why you should spend more time doing what matters. Now, firstly, I believe it matters for us to find out what matters to you as an individual because we are all so unique. One thing that really blows my mind is if everything that we were taught, all the beliefs that we adopt, that life will only be great if we have a certain amount of money. Life will be great if we only have a certain level of recognition or have a great social circle. All those things are pushed on us from a young age, right? Go to school, get good grades, go to get a university or do your trade, and you'll live happily ever after. Now, if that were the case, we wouldn't have suicide rates soaring. We would not have people feeling lonelier than ever before in human history. We wouldn't have the mental illness that we are dealing with today. It just wouldn't be the case. We would be like the Truman Show if one set of values and beliefs and way of living worked for all of us. And you guys are here. The reason why I believe you guys listen to this is because you're starting to ask questions. You're starting to go, I have a good job. I earn good money. But my relationship sucks. My body, I'm not very confident in. Right, these things are starting to come to the forefront of your mind, and I'm glad that it is, because what I believe to be true is that there's a holistic approach to finding fulfillment, satisfaction, and living life. And that's why we need to find out what matters, right? If we don't take responsibility to think for ourselves, we're going to continue to adopt beliefs from those who think for us. And that may work for you, right? Like if you're completely okay with that and you're happy with that, then that is the greatest thing. All I want for all of us is to find a level of satisfaction, fulfillment, and happiness in your life where you wake up every day going, thank fuck, this is my life. That's what I want for you. Now, you just got to look at the majority of the Western world. Many of us grow up believing that we have to have fame, we have to have success. And social media is just like a whole new wave of that, right? Everyone is looking for that viral video or wanting to have followers. And it's crazy. You think about this, right? I remember hearing this in a podcast and they're like, it's funny how now we're looking for a certain number of followers when back in the day, if you were walking the streets and you had one follower, you'd be creeped the fuck out. These people feel like they know you before they actually, maybe some of them never even actually get to meet you. It's crazy. But throughout that, we only portray what we want to be seen. So I think it's very important on both sides of the fence to understand this. If you can understand what matters most to you, you can then start living a life by those values. Now, money or earning $1 million for some of you may be the top priority. And it may be the thing that gets you out of bed every day. It aligns with your purpose and it just drives you. But you also, I know for a fact there's men out there who that doesn't drive them at all. All they want is to spend time with their family, to create experiences with their children, and just to live life on their terms. So that might be what motivates you. But for many of us, stereotypically, us blokes work ourselves to the fucking bone, and there is consequences with that. Relationship breakups, health, mental illness, are all the ripple effect of that. So I think it's great that whatever path you guys choose, whatever you believe is going to light you up and is going to give you that quality of life that you desire and what really fucking matters to you, pursue it, chase it, get after it. I think that's so fucking important. And I've got my little notepad here. Check this out. So just a quick little tangent. So I've got my notepad here and I always fill these up. I'm nearly finished this one. And behind me on the bookcase on the bottom left-hand corner, I've got my diaries, and it's fun to read back through and see what I'm learning about, what I'm thinking about at any point in my life. And I think that's going to be a great tool to leave behind if you guys don't journal. Little tip there. So I guess the next question for most people is, well, how do I figure out what matters? I don't know what I like. I don't know who I am. I'm just, you know, I've spent majority of my life, perhaps you're 40, 50, right? And you've been in a career in a certain way of living for, you know, 30 plus years. You don't know what else, you don't know anything different. Or you may be young. You might be just leaving school and you're thinking, man, there's so much out there. I'm a bit overwhelmed by what to do. What if I make the wrong decision? The same, what I'm about to talk about will apply to all of you, regardless of where you're at. Obviously, I understand generally, without generalizing, but here generally, the older you are, the more responsibilities you will have. You might have mortgages. You might have a family that your decisions will impact, whether it's the financial impact, the time, there's going to be an impact. I understand that. The younger you are, generally, the more fortunate you are to have less responsibility, or the decisions that you make don't have as big an impact on other people. It's more on yourself. So that's a cool position to be in. But wherever you're at, this will work for you, right? So in my opinion, we need to try as many things as possible. One of the things that I'm extremely grateful for was that I have dipped my toe into many careers. And while I was going through that process, I was like, fuck, I just don't like anything. I can't stick to anything. What is wrong with me? And the perception that I gave that what was going on in my life was bad. And you may have people in your life that do that, and you go, geez, they can't hold a job down, or why can't they just commit to something? But there's also the other perspective than the one that I now hold. I think these people, like myself, were trying to find what they like. And if you do it well, right, you can just hop from job to job to job and never learn a lesson. But if you're hopping and trying different things and different, having different experiences even, you're creating feedback around what you like, what you don't like, what works well for you, what you feel you'd like to pursue long-term, and also what you don't. And then you can start asking yourself the next level of question is, what didn't I like about that? What did I like about that? What made that experience enjoyable? Can I monetize that? Could I make a career out of that? What does that look like? And you can see, as a result of trying all these things, you're now creating a bit of a spider web. And within that spider web, you're creating more of a net, right? A support net that you can lean on to go, well, I've tried multiple things and I have a good idea of what I liked. And once again, granted, you can change as you grow and evolve as an individual, but you're going to have a bit more of an understanding around what you do like and what you don't like. And it's within those experiences that are going to drive you closer or further, closer to understanding who you are, what lights you up, and what you want to do in the future, and figure out what matters most to you. I understood from going overseas to play rugby that I wanted to have the ability to travel and work abroad. I also understood from being in network marketing that I wanted to be able to be in a leadership position, that I like to teach. And I also learned that I didn't want to be on the tools, hardworking from being a chippy. I've had all these roles, glassy. I learned sales, marketing, a whole heap of stuff. And I was like, well, this could be the perfect storm for me. This is what I like based on the experiences that I have. But the things that I speak about, is like health is always going to be a non-negotiable, because I've understood the benefits of having good health for energy, vitality, feeling confident in my body are extremely important. The second one is flexibility. Is freedom. And freedom to me is flexibility and choice. Now, the choice to be doing and have whatever I want, so having the financial means to do that. And the flexibility comes around my job. That's my career, which is why I work partially online, because even if I go away, I'm still earning an income. I can work from places. And then when I do start a family, when Amy and I start a family, I'll be able to take time to be there as a present parent, which I'm excited about. So I've thought about all of that. The third one is connection. I want to be connected to people. I want to feel like I'm a part of something bigger than myself. That's important to me. And I've learned that from all of the experiences that I've had in my life. And that's how I know what matters most to me. That's what drives my life. And so going into point three, before we wrap up, is spend time doing what matters most to you, right? Connecting for me, like I said, prioritizing my health. So for those who follow me on Instagram, I'm always trying new health things. I train a lot. I exercise a lot. I eat well, sleep, you know, do all that sort of stuff, ice baths, all that sort of stuff. Anything health related, I'm super into. Connection, always connecting with people. My whole business is built around connecting, right? It's a cool position to be in. And then flexibility. Once again, the Man That Can project, the podcast, the Strongman and Value membership affords me to live the lifestyle that I want to live. Right? It creates purpose, it provides flexibility, and it provides choice. So because I was aware of what mattered most to me based, you know, and I wasn't 5 years ago, I had no idea. So if you're in that position and you have no idea, the thing that really helped me get an idea was one, if you look behind me on here on YouTube, all the books I read a lot, listened to podcasts like you're doing right now, and tried a whole heap of things, right? And not always things that I thought I was going to like. I just tried a heap of stuff because I didn't know what I wanted. And when you don't know, just give things a crack. Don't listen to people's idea. If someone says, hey, don't do that, man, my experience with that was terrible, go, well, maybe, but I feel like it could teach me something, so I'm going to give it a crack. That's what I did. I did a heap of that. Now I have a great understanding around who I am and what I want for my life. So, you know, spend that time doing what you want. Okay. Don't take it for granted and you will have an incredible life. Honestly, guys, I truly believe no matter who you are, no matter where you're listening to this or what's going on in your life, you can live an incredible life. You can find out who you are. You can create certainty around that and you can move towards a better life for yourself. I've seen it happen for so many men who were in a position where they didn't think it was possible for them. And now they're looking back going, wow, that last 12 months, that last 24 months, I can't believe that. They've found purpose. They understand what matters most and they're working towards that day in, day out. It may not be easy, but they're killing it. So I want to finish by inviting you guys to join our Strongman Evaluate program. We don't have any ads or anything like that. And what I'm committed to doing is building relationships with you guys and getting to see our community grow and men like you reach your potential and do that within whatever area that looks like, whether it is improving your relationships, whether it is improving your health. And we do that with our strong mind and strong body philosophy. So if you want to come check it out, you can head over to themanthatcanproject.com/strongmenofvalue and lodge your application there and I'll be in contact with you at the earliest convenience, and I look forward to connecting. Now, I want to leave you with this. Do one thing today that will make you better for tomorrow. And I'll give you a little tip. Listening to this podcast will definitely help you with that. I'm Lachie Stewart, and I'm signing out. Thank you for listening to the Man That Can Project podcast. My name is Lachie Stewart, and I hope you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful. If you did, please take a moment to rate and review the Man That Can Project on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to subscribe to stay up to date with our newest episodes. We'll see you again next time.